Hey, welcome to the next episode of the Veteran Podcast, where I go over some news stories and we do a little in-depth conversation about a particular topic. This week, I'm doing a video recording, so if you're listening to this on the, listen to the actual podcast portion, check out the video. I'm going to post it up on our Facebook page, Instagram, and then YouTube. If I don't already have a YouTube channel, I'm not sure. It's been a while. I might. Anyways, so you can find it there. First of all, thank you all for tuning in. I do appreciate every one of you. This week, we have a few stories we're going to get to. We got a national virtual career fair starting this week. There is employment workshops for transitioning military spouses. And there's some money for veterans programs that have been affected by the coronavirus. Big money. I came across a story in the New York Times written by a veteran. It talks about veteran stereotypes, so I'm going to talk about that, and then we'll dig into that a little bit. So, without further ado, let's go into the news. There's a national virtual career fair coming up, put on by Recruit Military. It's sponsored by the Disabled American Veterans, DAV. The national career fair starts on Tuesday, February 16th, and it will go from 12 to 4 p.m. Eastern Time, 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. Pacific for all of you West Coasters like myself. You can register at the link in the show notes. I would say it out here, but it's very long, and I don't want to bore you to death with a bunch of random letters and numbers and dashes. Our next story. Employment workshops for transition military spouses. The U.S. Department of Labor has launched a new monthly series of career workshops to provide employment assistance to transitioning military spouses. They're currently offering four classes: Marketing Me, which covers marketing techniques for job searches; Your Next Move, which reviews online sources and shows spouses how they can use labor market research to develop a career path and find new work; Career Credentials, help spouses find pathways to licensing and other professional credentials; and Resume Essentials, which helps create the most effective resumes. Classes start as soon as February 16th. To register and find more information, go to veterans.gov/millspouses/events. That's veterans.gov/millspouses/events. I will put a link in the show notes as well. There's billions that have been allocated to veterans programs affected by the coronavirus. The latest coronavirus relief plan will also include about $17 billion in extra funds for veterans, with most allocated to VA healthcare and related services. It also includes $400 million for a rapid retraining program for veterans who lost their jobs, and $750 million is being set aside for state veterans homes. For more details, also a link in the show notes. That brings us to our editorial section. Like I talked about, there's a story that I read. It was an editorial done by Elliot Ackerman at the New York Times. Anyways, he wrote an article called My Veteran Problem. And of course, the headline was catchy, so I read it. And he talks about the timing of a movie that just got released called Cherry. It's about an Iraq war veteran who turned into a heroin addict, then turned into a bank robber, who then spent time in like 7 years in prison. What troubled him was the timing of the release. It just came out weeks after the insurrection, where a lot of news stories focused on the fact that veterans participated in the Capitol insurrection on January 6th. He was fearful that it would reinforce stereotypes that veterans are broken, violent, whatever, which is not the case. Not all of us, anyways. Anyways, his first instinct was to blame the media for amplifying those things and making it seem like they were a lot worse than they were. But a couple of his friends had told him that placing blame on the media was backwards. It wasn't effective then, because the media didn't create those problems. It was veterans that did that. He made it a point. He said veterans commit suicide at twice the national average. They experienced chronic homelessness more than any other demographic. And it was veterans that stormed the Capitol in higher numbers than any sort of cross-section demographic in the United States. That really has nothing to do with the media. They just amplified a little bit. And he made some other points throughout the thing and talked about some other stuff. And regardless of agreeing or disagreeing with his points, there was a lot of good, insightful discussion that went on in the comments of that article. If you're interested, I recommend checking out that article, read through it. It was well-written, voiced, some good points. And there's a lot of insight in the comments, too, from other veterans from various eras, from both sides of the coin that agreed or disagreed, but it was all a very respectful conversation. It was a good read, so I definitely recommend it. And I think to echo some of his thoughts, too, we tend to protect our own veteran community a little bit from outside thought. When I think we should actually take those kinds of critiques from people who are outside of the military, outside of the veteran community, and not only be open to those critiques, but also do better about policing our own, being critical about things and not putting ourselves on a pedestal just because we served. We're no better or any worse than anybody else. But anyway, so, you know, be open to those other opinions, those other thoughts from outside of our circle. You know, we might just learn something. So that does it for the Veterans Podcast. I hope you enjoyed it. Please find the show on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook. I might just resurrect that page. And otherwise, you can also reach out to me as well. You can email me, joe@theveteranpodcast.com. And we'll see you next week.